This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian authorities say a Russian warplane has crashed into a residential building in Siberia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Stunned residents looked on as firefighters doused smoking wreckage in the Siberian city of Irkutsk. The region's governor says an Su-30 fighter jet slammed into a two-story building that housed two families. Both crew members were killed, but there were no casualties on the ground. An investigation into the cause is underway. It's the second time in a week that a combat jet has crashed in a residential area in Russia. A bomber went down October 17th near an apartment building in a city on the Sea of Azov, killing 15 people and injuring another 19. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu held a telephone call with his British counterpart Ben Wallace Sunday to discuss the situation in Ukraine, Russian news agencies reported, citing the defense ministry. Shoigu told Wallace that Russia was concerned Kyiv could be preparing to use a dirty bomb in Ukraine, a claim he also made in calls with the French and Turkish defense ministers earlier on Sunday. Russia has published no evidence to support the claim. Britain's former finance minister, Rishi Sunak, confirmed Sunday he intends to run to replace Liz Truss as prime minister. Sunak was defeated by Truss in the race to replace Boris Johnson in September after losing an election held by members of the Conservative Party across the country. Sunak quit Johnson's government in July, helping trigger a rebellion that brought down the PM. French President Emmanuel Macron will hold talks with new Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni later on Sunday, a French television station reported. Macron is currently on an official visit to Italy. This is VOA News. China's most powerful leader in decades, President Xi Jinping, increased his dominance after he was named to a third term as head of the ruling Communist Party. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Xi Jinping took power in 2012. In a break with tradition, he was awarded his third five-year term as general secretary at the end of the party's central committee meeting Sunday. The party also named a seven-member standing committee, its inner circle of power, to support his vision of tighter control over society and the struggling economy.
The old Xi Jinping's man.
Jean-Pierre Cabestan is an expert in Chinese politics at Hong Kong Baptist University.
The danger is when there is less pluralism, less debates, more concentration of power.
Meanwhile, questions swirl after former Chinese President Hu Jintao was suddenly escorted off stage Saturday. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. government figures show illegal border crossings hit the highest level ever recorded in the past year. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection say a surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua saw more than 227,000 migrants stopped at the border with Mexico last month. For the year that ended September 30th, migrants were stopped 2.38 million times. That's a 37% increase from the prior fiscal year. The numbers reflect deteriorating economic and political conditions in some countries, the relative strength of the U.S. economy, and uneven enforcement of Trump-era asylum restrictions. I'm Ben Thomas.
Two sisters of American singer-songwriter Carly Simon have died within one day of each other. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Joanna Simon, who was an acclaimed opera singer before becoming an arts correspondent for the McNeil Lara NewsHour, died on Wednesday at the age of 85. She had thyroid cancer. Lucy Simon, known for composing the music to the Broadway musical The Secret Garden, died of breast cancer on Thursday at the age of 82, according to her daughter. Carly says the loss of her sisters will be long and haunting, but it's impossible to mourn them without celebrating their incredible lives. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And recapping our top story, Russian authorities say a Russian warplane has crashed into a residential building in Siberia. The region's governor says an Su-30 fighter jet slammed into a two-story building that housed two families. Both crew members were killed, but there were no casualties on the ground. The investigation into the cause is underway. It's the second time in a week that a combat jet has crashed in a residential area in Russia. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.